بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from us a pure life. Allah wants us to live in this world a life of taqwa, life of piety, a life free from sins, vice, evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists us. He helps us on this path towards Him. Allah is most great, He is most loving, He is most merciful. And Allah has blessed you and I with Iman. For this we have to make abundant shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day of our life. Then Allah gives us a tawfiq and the ability to perform good deeds. To this Iman and the good deeds, the taqwa that we inculcate within ourselves, the piety, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inculcating His beautiful way of life, His sunnah, in every aspect of our life, in our eating, in our drinking, in our sleeping, in our talking, in our dealing, in our business transactions, in our conduct with our family, with our friends, with our neighbors, society, fulfilling the rights of our Muslim brothers and sisters, fulfilling the rights of mankind, and of course fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we proceed in this way and we move closer and closer towards the Akhirah. Maut comes and the Isqiyamah. And eventually, those who please Allah will gain that paradise. And those with whom Allah was angry and Allah does not pardon them, and they do not have Iman, then Allah sends them into Jahannam. May Allah protect us. What happens is, many of us, we console ourselves that I am on the right track. And why do we feel like that? Perhaps because we're reading our salah, so we feel contented about that. We feel that we have fulfilled an important aspect of ibadah, and indeed, that is through the tawfiq of Allah. Allah gave us the tawfiq of reading our salah. But we feel that we're on the right track. And we do confess, yes, that I am doing some sins, but we don't realize the gravity of those sins, because perhaps we feel, and alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah and Allah's protection, we have not committed zina, for example. So we have not committed a big sin. And so the other sins that we are doing, we don't regard them to be serious at all in our lives, and we continue our lives like this. For example, we make ghibah, we backbite. We don't understand the gravity of the sin, the seriousness of ghibah. We carry tales. We don't understand the importance of how we should be abstaining from namima, carrying tales. We have pride in our hearts, we have anger, we have bughz, adawat. All these things are also very, very serious. We have become habitual to these sins in our lives, and we still feel that we are on the right track, and we are very happy about it. There are so many aspects in our lives, our functions that we have, our fashion, our clothing, and there are so many other aspects of mannerisms, etiquettes, especially how we deal in our monetary dealings with people, in our businesses, in the corporate world, our mu'ashara with our own wives and our parents and our children, our neighbors, with the young and the old. So many of these things we totally neglect. We don't bother about it. And we still feel we are on the right track. Therefore, the ulama and mashayikh have emphasized on two things, and which we have discussed many, many times, but I'm going to repeat it tonight, because we need this repetition. Otherwise our lives are just going to continue in this way, and we will not make the true and genuine spiritual progress that we ought to make in our lives. And believe me, years will go past, and we will still be stagnant. We will still be remaining on the same spot, without making any progress towards the ma'rifat of Allah, towards the love of Allah. And sometimes we may be involved in some deen work, maybe we're giving some charity, and we feel, okay, I'm doing something great. Of course, it is a great act. But we don't bother about the other aspects of deen, the do's and don'ts, which Shariat, Quran, Hadith are replete about. Hence the importance of two things, muraqaba and muhasaba. And simply, what is muraqaba? To have this consciousness that my Allah is watching me all the time. Allah is watching me all the time. Every action of mine, every speech of mine, Allah is watching, Allah is hearing. He is sami', He is basir. That is muraqaba. And the other one is muhasaba. Muhasaba, hisab. We take a reckoning, a stock of our deeds for that day. And if we don't take the stock, then we will not know how we are doing. There was a person, an elderly man. He called his son. He said, "Oh my son, I want you from today, every single action you do today, everything you say, everything you do, you write it down and you bring it to me in the evening." Son was obedient. Father's request. So he goes and he said, daunting task for him, that everything he says, everything he does, he writes it down. One day goes, second day, third day. By the end of the week, he tells his father, "Oh my father, if you need to admonish me, advise me, then advise me. But you are asking me to do all this every day. It's becoming very difficult for me to write down all the things I'm doing and saying and then coming and showing it to you and taking a stock of my deeds and my daily events." The father says, "That with me, your father, you have already given up. Imagine every single day we are doing things and we are saying things and all these things are recorded. And on one day we have to give hisab to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah, the day of reckoning, yawmul hisab. When not a single deed will be left out, omitted, good and bad. That is why Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala would say, hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Check yourselves, take a stock of your lives, your deeds, before the day of qiyamah when your hisab, your reckoning will be taken. وَزِنُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَزِنُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. And weigh your deeds. In other words, understand what I am doing. Is it right? Is it wrong? Before your a'mal will be weighed on the day of qiyamah. Nothing will be hidden. Everything will be open. Biggest to the smallest deed. وَتَزَيَّنُوا لِيَوْمِ الْعَرْضِ. And adorn yourself with good deeds, with taqwa, with piety before that day, for the day of reckoning, when everything will be presented in the court of Allah. Muhasaba. We have to be genuine to do this self-assessment. without being biased, this between me and my Allah, take a stock of our daily actions. Here I faulted, I made ghiba, I slandered, I swore, I cheated. Now I need to make amends, make tawbah, istighfar, go to the person, ask for forgiveness, whatever the ulama have explained in the different things that we do. And the moment we do this, ulama say now we will become more conscious. We'll become more conscious of everything we do and we say. And then both, when we go into the marketplace, we go into the corporate world, wherever we are, then we will always realize that my Allah is watching me and I cannot hide from Allah. And Allah will take a reckoning of myself. So muraqaba and muhasaba, a person will then live a life of cautiousness, a life of taqwa, a life of purity. Automatically he'll refrain from sins because he knows Allah is watching. He has the khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows his a'mal will be weighed. He has to prepare himself for the real day of preparation. You see, shaitan's ploy is what? Shaitan's aim is to mislead us. He starts first to make us disbelieve in Allah. Kufr, shirk, nifaq, hypocrisy. He'll try to make us discard our salat, not perform salah, not discharge zakat, not to make hajj. He'll bring about in our minds shubuhat, doubts about Islam. So his whole purpose and aim is to take us away from the straight path, to take us into Jahannam. If he fails, then he will try different other sins and vice and evil, which I mentioned in the beginning. He'll bring about pride or jealousy within us. He will sell this commodity to us, that now we bought jealousy from him, and we'll be jealous of people, and we won't be able to see the good and prosperity of the next man. Not realizing the jealousy, إِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبِ. Jealousy consumes all the good deeds, just like how fire burns wood. But that thought does not come to us. We have just chosen one or two big things, big sins, and we say, we're not doing that, so we're okay, we're on the right track. I'm reading my salah, I'm fine. In fact, most of us desire that the entire world must change, but never have we contemplated of I changing my own life. And every day we see this. Every day we see this. It's common in the social media also. We will post quotations, whatever, as though I am free and innocent from that particular sin that I am discussing. Or I have this good quality which I am talking about. And that's what man wants. All of us, we like that we must hear the bayan and the talk about the good quality that is within me, and we feel so happy about it. And the moment if we are being advised and admonished about some wrong that we are doing, some weakness that we have, we're not prepared to listen. We want the whole world to change but ourselves. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقُومٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. The good condition that the people are enjoying from Allah, when they have obeyed Allah, they have performed good deeds, so Allah gives them prosperity, barakah, Allah protects them, Allah's mercy comes upon them. Allah will not take away this good condition that they're enjoying until they change their own selves by committing sins, by displeasing Allah. When all that happens, then Allah will take away that mercy. Then Allah puts them into torment. Then Allah Ta'ala puts them into difficulties. So respected friends and elders, this muhasaba, taking stock of ourselves, genuinely every single day, that, oh Allah, I want this pure life, hayatan tayyiba. Ya Allah, I want my heart to be really brimming with your love. My tongue must be moist with your remembrance. I must feel that closeness and bond with you. When I take your name, I must feel that closeness. When I call towards you, when I give da'wah towards you, I must feel that attachment with you. When I recite the Quran, I must feel the closeness. Even though I don't understand, of course to understand that's ideal and that's the best and that is what we should be moving towards. But even though I don't understand, but when I read Quran, I can feel some peace within myself. Don't wait for the whole world to change. Start with ourselves first. Start with this world that we have within ourselves. Make that attempt. Muraqabah, muhasabah. Muraqabah, muhasabah. Gradually. Nothing happens overnight. A person learns to drive a car. Youngster, first time he's learning. He's very, very tensed. He's anxious. In fact, he holds the steering wheel so tight that it's even difficult to turn left and right. He's making sure his leg is going onto the brake or not onto the accelerator. He's looking at his mirrors and he's battling because he's not used to looking at the mirrors. And when he comes and there are cars and it's a busy road, he becomes anxious. But after he makes mashq, after he practices and he continues and he perseveres, eventually he becomes a master driver. Then he's sitting very casually, he's enjoying his drive. Like that, mujahada initially is difficult. But when a person is genuine, sincere, he's going to make the self-assessment and he's going to make the muhasabah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely, definitely help him on this road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are millions of examples of how people, when they change their lives, when they began to make muhasabah, muraqabah, they were genuine, sincere. How Allah assisted them to come out of an impure, a filthy life into a pure life. I've read an incident, two incidents, we'll share this, two incidents. One, there was a dance hall, a club, or a disco club, whatever it was, in a certain town. And all the youth would go there. There was an imam that had come into the town, elderly man, very learned, very pious. And he observed after a few days that the only old people come into the masjid. Where are the youth? So he inquired. People said, no, the youth, they go to the dance hall. And they explained to him what goes on there. It's music, intermingling of sexes, and people drink, they take drugs, there's debauchery there, and filth and evil, and everybody is in a drunken state, and they're just having pleasure and fun. They don't take the name of Allah. These people are far away from deen. So you won't find them in the masjid. So this elderly sheikh, he says, no, take me to that place. Then they explain to him, no, you can't go there. That's only for youngsters and it's only haram there and filth and music. And he insisted, no, I want to go there. Eventually they take him, and of course the official standing there, the security person, he says, who are you? Where are you coming in? He insists, no, I want to go inside there. They said, no, you cannot. They even search him, everything. They said, no, you cannot come. And he pleads to the person. Eventually he offers the man salary for an entire day. And then the person accedes to his request, tells him, okay, tomorrow is a new show, you come tomorrow. The person narrating the story, he says, I went also the next day. It was going to be a new show. And the hall was packed with all the youth, boys, girls, Muslims. And a young girl appeared on the stage. Everybody's eyes were on her. And the curtain then closed. And the people are waiting now for the new show to start. And suddenly the curtain opens, and you see an elderly man sitting on the chair there. And so initially they all thought, this is part of the new show. And they're waiting now for the music to start, and for the entertainment to begin. When suddenly this man now begins to give a lecture, and he's praising Allah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. He sends salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He begins to quote verses of the Quran, addressing the youth, and they realize that this man now he's come to give us a talk, and they were not interested, and they began to shout and scream and make a noise and heckle the person. And it's chaos, and suddenly one youngster stands up, and he silences all the youth. He says, listen, listen to this man. And this youngster who stood up, he himself was involved in music and all haram. But suddenly, he tells the other youngsters to listen, just give the man a hearing. And then this sheikh gives such a riveting speech, such a captivating talk, that all those who were in that shaitan's den, they all began to sob profusely. He mentioned verse after verse. He explained to them the day of Qiyamah, the horrifying conditions of Qiyamah, etc., and the reality of mort, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes from us. And all the Muslims there had made sincere tawbah and istighfar. And amongst them was that young boy, who later on was found in one masjid, making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for several hours. Nothing is impossible if we are sincere. Nothing is impossible to change. A youngster can change his life. An elderly person who lived a life of sin can also make sincere tawbah and istighfar. All of us, we know the sins we commit every single day. We know how weak we are, how sinful we are. But Allah is most kind, most loving. And Allah can make us change our lives and then enjoy a life of purity, because that life of zina and music and fornication, as I mentioned so many times before, it gives a person only temporary pleasure and happiness, but it brings the person eternal doom and misery. The second story was of a person. He was a soldier, completely far away from deen. In fact, he forgot how to perform salah even. He didn't even know about, or he didn't bother about taking a fard ghusl. And whenever he would see people and hear the adhan, he was in a Muslim town, he would feel, no, I cannot be a hypocrite and I will be as I am. There was no salah in his life, nothing. So long story, until finally, he meets a scholar who goes up to him, and many people before that who tried to explain to him, he just shunned them, chased them away. And this scholar goes up, and he recites verses of the Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O believers, fear Allah that much that Allah ought to be feared, and die only in the condition of Islam, die with Iman. You see, what comes from the heart reaches the heart. If the speaker is sincere, it will penetrate into the heart of the listener. Of course, the listener has to be sincere himself. But there's an effect when the person is genuine, and he wants to see some change in his life and the life of people. So this scholar was genuine, he was sincere. That same man who was so hard against Islam, yet he was a Muslim by name, suddenly he became so limp. He became so cold. He froze. His legs became like jelly. He began to cry and cry and cry. His duties for that day, he passed it on to a friend, to another soldier, to just see to my tasks. And this became the start of a new life for him. Then he made sincere tawbah, istighfar. And now when the change came, he realized that so many years, I didn't even have a proper ghusl in my life. So many years of salat I discarded and fasting, etc. And now he started making amends. It is mentioned that he became such that he started learning the Quran by heart even. So nothing is impossible. What is important? Muraqabah, that my Allah is watching me. And muhasabah. Take hisab, that every moment, whatever I am saying, whatever I am doing, take a stock of it. Especially in the end of the day, what I did today, if I did some good, shukr to Allah. It was not my doing, Allah gave me the ability. If I did some wrong, if it involves the right of people, I must immediately go and ask, make amends. If it involves the right of Allah, qada, or I must ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, make sincere tawbah and istighfar. Then we will come onto the right track. Otherwise, we will just be fooling ourselves and feel that we are on the right track and everything is fine and we'll continue, but we will not be making a genuine spiritual progress in our life. May Allah grant me tawfiq first and all of us a tawfiq of hidayat and making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Ruh Sharif. When you take the name of Allah, the dhikr we are giving, explaining this ta'aleem, how to make the dhikr of Allah. Allah is most beautiful, most kind. Allah is the most great. He is our nourisher, the cherisher, the sustainer. Everything is in His control. Nobody can overpower Allah. Allah is most powerful. We say la to kufr, shirk, nifaq, bid'ah, haram. La to all the spiritual maladies that have come into our heart and made our heart rusted. La to all that. And illallah, we try and bring in our heart the nur and the ma'rifat of Allah, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله forgive us all the sins we have committed my Allah يا الله we have committed too many sins in our life my Allah forgive us completely my Allah يا الله there are those sins we committed in the darkness of the night in broad daylight in public in privacy major sins minor sins يا الله intentionally يا الله forgive us completely my Allah Ya Allah, make our hearts pure and clean. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allah grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the sweetness of taking your name. Give us the sweetness of begging from you.
the halawat of making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, ya Allah. They are sick, my Allah. Elderly and young, my Allah. So many have fallen, elderly people, my Allah. They have injured themselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are in hospital, some are at home, my Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rizq, ya Allah. Make our rozi come to us with ease, my Allah. Make us spend it correctly, my Allah. Give us abundant wealth, my Allah. Don't make us maqrood, my Allah. Don't make us have debts, my Allah. Those who have debts, help them to pay off their debts with ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is going to great pain and suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, it's because of our doings, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially our Muslim brothers, ya Allah, in war-torn countries and especially in Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you again tonight, my Allah. Every day we turn to you, my Allah, and we ask you, ya Allah, to relieve them from the pain and anguish and suffering they are going through, my Allah. Grant them afiat in their lives, my Allah. Grant them victory, my Allah. Provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Keep them strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them victory, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them ghalib, ya Allah. Don't make them maghloob, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help them, my Allah. You assist them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove the difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy the enemy, my Allah. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, we ask you by your Ismi A'zam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat Al-Ula. Ya Allah, whoever has got any difficulty, my Allah, remove his difficulty. Grant us happiness in our life, my Allah. Keep us with Iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us die with Iman, my Allah. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman, my Allah. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Baril in Jannatul Baqi. Give us the shafa'ah, the intercession of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. The Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect us, our children, our grandchildren. Ya Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, mukharrabin, maqbulin, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, accept it, my Allah. The work of da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. The work of tazkiyah and ta'aleem, my Allah. Madaris, hifz classes, makatib, ya Allah. Different organizations, individual people, my Allah. Whatever good they are doing, grant them ikhlas and maqbuliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have with us, ya Allah, jama'at from Malawi, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have made the sacrifice, my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept every step of theirs, they have come out in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make this jama'at a beacon of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept all us also to go out in your path, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhira wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا الله so many people requested دعاز يا الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعا قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة إما يصفون وسلامنا على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.